From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. The Gaza Strip is in turmoil tonight. This evening, an Israeli missile struck and killed Abdelaziz Rantisi, the head of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Two other people are also reported dead. Tonight's killings followed last month's assassination of the spiritual leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets in angry protest while Hamas vowed to retaliate. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
Emotional and angry scenes from Gaza tonight were broadcast live to the region on Al Jazeera television. Huge crowds swarmed the car carrying Rantisi and his two bodyguards, supporters picking pieces of clothing from the wreckage, their hands drenched in blood. The three men were hit by a helicopter firing missiles from the night sky. Later, hundreds of supporters flooded the hospital where Rantisi was taken after the attack. Rantisi arrived seriously wounded and he died in the operating room. Dr. Goma Al-Sakhar is the director of the hospital.
He was injured directly in his head, in his neck, multiple shrapnels. Each of these injuries can kill him. He died soon. His bodyguards reached the hospital in pieces.
Crowds gathered near the morgue, seeking to verify the death of the man who had been handled the mantle of Hamas leadership. The Arab world joined in the condemnation that swept Gaza. The spokesman for the Arab League in Cairo said, quote, "It is state terrorism, and it is clear proof that Israel cannot live in a climate of stability." Saab Erekat, a senior Palestinian negotiator, decried the killing and asked, "Who is the next target?" Yasser Arafat.
But I don't think nations should act like mafias, and I don't think nations should seek the ways of revenge and retaliation.
Rantisi was one of the founders of Hamas. He portrayed himself as a political leader rather than a military man and enjoyed a strong popularity among the Palestinians of Gaza as well as the West Bank. It is not the first time that Rantisi has been targeted. The Israeli Prime Minister's office took responsibility for his killing tonight, calling Rantisi a man with Israeli blood on his hands. Ariel Sharon warned in a widely distributed message last week that no one responsible for killing Jews was immune. And tonight, Rantisi was described as one of the chief architects of the suicide bombings that have driven the Israeli public to call for tougher steps to combat attacks on civilians. The foreign ministry spokesman, Jonathan Peled, said international condemnation, which has typically followed Israel's assassinations, is easily answered.
Well, I think that despite certain condemnations, the international community understands and appreciates the necessity to fight against these terrorist elements. And I think that we can definitely see here a pattern, whether it's a discotheque in Bali or a train station in Madrid or a bus or a restaurant in Jerusalem. I think the danger and the threat is a common one and has to be dealt with both by military means and by political means.
Tonight's killings followed a suicide bombing earlier in the day at the main border crossing between Israel and Gaza, in which one Israeli border police officer died. Hamas claimed joint responsibility for it, along with the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The killing 3 weeks ago of Hamas spiritual leader Sheikh Yassin sent shockwaves through the region. Tonight, Hamas vowed revenge for the killing of the man who succeeded Yassin, an assassination that is likely to spawn another round of violence and that Israel braces for tonight. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.